from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum in the next half hour, we'll hear all about the 01SJ, the San Jose Major Festival, which focuses on the intersection of art, technology, and digital culture. The executive director and a performing cellist will both be joining us in studio for that. Then we'll shift gears at 10:30 and find out about the celebration in San Jose of Mexico's Bicentennial Revolution, including all the art and artifacts that are happening around that event. And that's all in the hour ahead on Forum after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. Artists from 21 countries are in San Jose this week for 01SJ, a major festival which focuses on the intersection of art, technology, and the digital world. The 01SJ's main theme is Build Your Own World. And joining us for this half hour to explain exactly what's going on there is Joel Slayton. He is the executive director of 01SJ, which works to promote San Jose, Silicon Valley, as an epicenter for intersection of art, technology, and digital culture. And I should mention that Joel is kind of a pioneer in this field. The whole thing is a biennial example of the ongoing mission to bring together art, technology, and digital culture. And I should mention also that Dan Zoll and I, our senior editor, and I went down and saw this exhibit, and it's really something to see. Let's welcome Joel. Good to have you here in studio.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's talk about what it is. It's difficult to talk about because I kind of gave it the label of it's kind of a high-tech Burning Man, but that fits in some ways because you've got all these original artistic projects.
Well, we're certainly interested in the, you know, burner culture and Dorkbot and have the hackers and the do-it-yourselfers. And the exhibition that you experienced yesterday is the signature exhibition of the biennial, which is Out of the Garage and Into the World. And it's kind of a celebration of that innovative, creative spirit, the rawness of that in Silicon Valley, and brings together a lot of artists to work on problems that are deep and rich and complex.
Well, there's a lot of things there. There was a woman who we talked to who was making hirachis, including kind of flipper parts for to going in the water. There was a big Empire Theater that looked like a drive-in theater, and there were cars that were salvaged for people to sit in as those cars. There's a 3D printer there. I mean, we talked with Monica Haller, who is making books with veterans. It's just a range of people's creativity, really, extraordinary range.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Empire Drive-In by Todd Chandler and Jeff Stark is an amazing installation project that uses, you know, has 25 salvaged automobiles that the audience will view this massive projection screen. This is an indoor piece that we're talking about.
And popcorn, I established.
And popcorn and an ability to sort of be the staging ground for a number of our performances, including Zoe Keating.
We'll meet in a moment. As I said, first cello we've had her since Yo-Yo Ma, though she gets 1.3 million Twitter followers, which I know Yo-Yo probably doesn't have. What brings us together, though? What connects? Is there connective tissue between all of these?
Well, you know, central to 01's mission as an organization is this belief that art substantially informs creativity and innovation, of course, but really the changing nature of collaboration, experimentation, discovery, and invention, and that art at this frontier of contemporary technology really can provoke our understanding of the world in a deep way. We see this as a kind of platform for dealing with some of the complex issues that, you know, we face as human beings on this planet, and having art play a really vital role in the investigation of ways of thinking about and informing the public.
Well, there's not only the drive-in theater. There's even a real pirate radio station that operates at the biennial, Radio Nonchalance. It's an FM broadcast and will reach blocks really around the festival. It'll be mirrored by a digital web radio netcast that can be streamed through smartphones, and listeners will actually be able to access programming that will guide them through the exhibition, both within and directly outside of South Hall. Radio Nonchalant's programming will also feature interviews with the artists, and we thought we'd hear a piece, and Danny, this is the second piece, about an exhibition which Dan and I got to see when we went through it on the War Veterans Book Project. It's a place where war veterans from current conflicts can compile their images, their words from combat into booklets of 50 to 300 pages each.
My name is Monica Haller. I make softbound, print-on-demand books with current war veterans, their family members, and anyone who has archives from the wars the United States is waging. Each book is individually important. First is for the maker to use as he or she wishes, for them to share with family and friends, to keep for themselves, or to use in ways that I haven't imagined yet. It's important to me to discover what these voices will sound like together. I asked the bookmakers and workshop participants to respond. I suppose I would say something like this. We make books with soldiers. The books have pictures in them from the war, and sometimes the pictures are drawn by the soldiers themselves.
Sometimes it's hard to talk about the things I have seen. Most people are too busy to listen. Making this book helps me to remember, and it helps me to forget some things, too.
My book is a story about my brother who went away to war with the army, and he didn't come home.
And by the way, if you want more information on the exhibit, you can simply get it at our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. Joel, people all around the South Bay are going to be able to see this. It's going to be open. You're also going to be out there, aren't you?
Out there in all kinds of ways.
Yeah,
I mean, there are over 100 art installations in the biennial this year, with 46 newly commissioned works curated by the artistic director for 01, which is Steve Dietz, and our assistant curator, Jamie Austin.
And let's also put a plug in for my old friend Bruce Labadie, who I guess is your producer.
Yeah. Bruce is our producer. He's doing a fantastic job. Thursday, by the way, Thursday night at 7 p.m., we have our official public opening ceremonies on the City Hall Plaza. And one of the great treats of that is going to be the lab from Rockwell Group in New York are doing a major projection project that's interactive with the public on the plaza. That's an 18-story visual projection that's really amazing.
Are you going to get Mayor Reed to do something in this?
Mayor Reed will show up for opening ceremonies and say a few words, yeah.
That's it, though. I thought he was going to maybe do a little acrobatic, something like that.
That'd
Joel Slayton,
nice.
Again, is executive director of 01SJ and one of the premier performers at this rather extraordinary event is Zoe Keating, whom many of you know. In fact, she was an information architect who became a cellist and a different kind of cellist. I mean, there have been all kinds of cellists. There was a naked cellist, I remember, but this is a tech cellist. What she does is she electronically modifies and loops the cello from a controlled laptop. So she's got a cello going, and then she's got the Mac sort of at her feet. And Zoe Keating, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. You're going to do a piece for us right here in studio, which is kind of thrilling in itself. Tell us about the piece, and you'll be performing this also at the event?
Actually, at 01, I wrote a piece just for the occasion. It's a world premiere on Saturday with this visual artist, Robert Hodgen. And I wrote a piece that is, it's a collaboration between us, and it's called Into the Trees. And so it's about a 20-minute work that I'm going to premiere on Saturday.
You were actually featured on NPR in a mm-hmm. concert you did in the desert, right?
Yeah. And I was on All Things Considered a couple weeks ago.
Well, so, now you're on Forum, so yeah. Now you've made the big time. tell us what you're going to be doing here for us.
Well, I am going to play the cello, and I'm going to layer it on the computer. And this all happens live in real time. There's nothing pre-recorded. I'm going to play a piece off of my latest album, and it's called Optimist. And it's a sweet, poppy little number that will hopefully lift everybody's spirits.
Splendid. Much needed. Especially after the last hour we did.
Yeah. Okay, here goes.
Fire away.
Thank you.
Bravo. Zoe Keating, classically trained, Canadian-born cellist, playing here for us in studio, and I feel my spirits lifted. The intention has been fulfilled slightly. Long-suffering Krasny is being lifted here, thanks to you. We should mention, you must see her perform with her red tresses, which is also part of her signature, but her signature musical style is combining a knowledge of classical cello with a composition like the one you just heard and computer science and computer software. It's almost a magician to see her doing the multitasking here right before our eyes. Incidentally, if you have something you'd like to say here or ask about this big exposition that's going on with 21 countries descending on San Jose this week, or if you'd like to give us a reaction to what you just heard Zoe Keating perform, by all means, feel free to join us. Our toll-free number is available to you, and you can join the program if you would like to. It's 866-733-6786 for your phone calls. If you have something you'd like to say or ask, again, we welcome your calls. 866-733-6786, or you can send an email, forum@kqed.org, or you can post a question or comment on our website by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. Maybe you could explain how you do what you do.
It is a lot of multitasking, and a coffee is the first requirement. but it's actually quite simple. It's just a matter of playing the cello and sampling it at the right time. So I just I tell the computer when to sample me and what to do with those samples and to bring them in and out at different times. And so I can do something that's like poppy like that, and it's very sort of linear. Or I can sample the instrument and store the sounds until later and throw them back at the audience. So for Saturday, with Robert Hodgen, I'm going to be sort of creating like a wall of sound.
Like Phil Spector. Sorry. Came right to mind.
In some ways what I do is really, I think, it couldn't have happened if I hadn't started this in the Bay Area. Because this is such a hub of, you know, art and technology, and a lot of the people I know work in both music and in computers and software.
And you were an information architect, so you worked in technology. You had that background.
Yeah. I always say that I did things backwards, and I spent my 20s, you know, working computers, and now I've got I launched my music career in my 30s.
I'm surprised there isn't more of this in music, though. I mean, it really is quite innovative and engaging.
Well, there is more and more. I have there's an artist who I work with sometimes named Imogen Heap, who she's really known for doing this live sampling as well. And she's also quite nerdy.
Are you saying you're a nerd? You're coming out of the nerd closet here?
Proudly so, yes.
I once actually had somebody many years ago write to me and say, you shouldn't use the word nerd pejoratively because it's a form of prejudice against those of us who are nerds. And I thought, boy, you know, now we have a whole new class of victims. Joel, can you talk a little bit about the Silicon Valley connection to this and how Burning Man's aesthetic fits in?
Well, you know, the theme for this year's biennial is Build Your Own World. And I just wanted to compliment Zoe first off because my world's a little bit better this morning.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't play the gloomy piece I was originally going to play.
I think Joel and I are glad, too, for that.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the day. You know, we have the, I think Zoe really sort of pointed out, the Bay Area is really a hotbed for, you know, innovation and creativity in the arts, especially as it relates to technology and this intersection with digital culture. So, you know, we see 01 as being a real platform and a catalyst for enabling artists to explore that terrain in a deep way and create a showcase for them to do it. So part of that, of course, touches on that culture that is all about digging in deep and investigating and playing and experimenting and messing around with the stuff. And, you know, we can call it nerd, or we can call it, you know, I don't know, pick a word, but it's really that kind of raw, investigative, playful, you know, digging in deep and making something new happen. And so we're very excited to be able to work with a whole range of artists.
Well, one of the more exciting pieces that we saw on the tour we had was something called Wind Coil Sound Flow by an artist named Ken Gregory. It's an electromechanical audio system based on the Aeolian harp. And Joel, can you tell us about this piece? We're going to hear it in a moment.
Yeah, it's a fantastic piece was constructed in the Out of the Garage, Into the World exhibition at the South Hall that you saw yesterday. It's actually being pulled apart as we speak and reassembled in the rotunda of the City Hall building in San Jose, which is a beautiful Richard Meyer architectural building. And as you can hear, the piece is a large sculpture that uses piano wire stretched with diaphragm to sample wind flow and convert that into ambient sound, which will be in the rotunda. So it's really going to be magnificent.
You're sort of coming at all of our senses with this, aren't you?
We're trying to hit every avenue, yeah.
No parapsychology, no sixth sense?
Oh, there's actually a little bit of that, too. There's a number of performance pieces that are being done and played in the streets of San Jose as well. We have this great project called Blast Theory that a machine to play with, done by Blast Theory, that's going to be a performative cinema piece where you actually use your mobile phone to enter yourself into the film script as a character and play it out in the streets.
I had mentioned that you had a 3D printer, too. In fact, I was just reading an article all about the uses, the many uses now for 3D printers. Tell us about them.
Well, soon everyone will have a 3D printer in their home and prototype their morning coffee cup to drink out of. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Which Zoe needs, as we've learned here. But, I mean, there's going to be, again, multiple and perhaps in some ways almost unimaginable numbers of uses for this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's basically, it's a rapid prototyping tool today, but tomorrow it will be a tool that I think is very sort of commonplace and ubiquitous and we'll all have access to. So this framing of being able to design and produce and make things that you desire and want to have in your life is right around the corner.
And you have one there on site is really what I was saying, for the artist
right.
to use.
Yeah, there's a whole spine within the Out of the Garage exhibition that is provided by Tech Shop that is a fabrication studio that the artists are using on site to build their own worlds. And 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC machines, and so forth that they run workshops through and learn how to use these tools and then deploy them.
Well, as we said, the theme of this is build your own world, and we should mention that Zoe Keating actually built a house thanks to iTunes. Can you talk a little bit, about how you've used social media? I mean, there are many aspiring musicians out there who could be inspired by knowing what you were able to do,
Well, I mean, really, all that social media is just, it's the same thing as this conversation that we're having here, except that you're broadcasting it to a much larger group. So I think there's no secret to it other than to just pretend that, you know, I'm having a conversation with you.
But not everyone has been as resourceful or entrepreneurial as you have in using it.
Well, they should be. I don't know. I think for me it was that, you know, my career kind of developed along with these tools. And since, again, so many of my friends are in the tech world, I was aware of them as we were in their, you know, incubator phases. And so I tend to sort of use these things because I'm interested in them. And then it just so happened that it was really good for my career. And I'm an entirely DIY artist, so I don't have any staff other than I just had a baby, so I have a nanny who's helping me out and will help me with some other things. But social media allows somebody like me to actually reach an audience, whereas, you know, a decade ago that wouldn't have been possible.
So you literally did build a house thanks to iTunes.
Well, bought a house.
Bought a house.
Yeah. A dilapidated house.
You know, a house.
It sounds better if you say house, but you know.
Do you have that kind of technology where you're watching your nanny and seeing your kid? I mean, because you're so wired to
No.
I don't mean surveillance. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people who go to work now and he's hooked in.
Well, the baby's actually somewhere in the building here, so.
Ah.
Yeah, he has to come to all the gigs with me.
How old is he?
He's 4 months.
And his name?
Alex.
Alex.
Yeah,
okay.
he's known on Twitter as Cello Baby.
Cello Baby. I like that. Chill Cello Baby. The events start tomorrow. And again, you can find out more by going to our website, kqed.org/forum. It's going to be exciting all for Silicon Valley and San Jose and the whole South Bay. And Joel, any other information that people need to know?
Well, 3 days of extravaganza down in San Jose. But I also want to be clear that, you know, we have programs that run all the way up through the Bay Area. There are programs here in San Francisco as well with Catherine Clark Gallery and Toganon Gallery. So if you want to just be local and hop in, check out those exhibitions. Fantastic.
Well, thank you. Good luck and good fortune to you both. Joel Slayton, again, is executive director of 01SJ, Zoe Keating, information art, architect and cellist, and Canadian-born redhead. And thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. We're going to talk about Mexican art and the Mexican Revolution.